Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tex Shirley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shirley fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore bunts towards the mound. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Shirley moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Burns. Moses reaches second base with a double. Lee moves to third. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell is walked intentionally. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Curtwright takes first base on ball 4. Lee scores. Moses moves to third. Farrell moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Farrell scores. Curtwright moves to third. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman strikes out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds moves to third. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The slide. Hayworth applies the tag. Reynolds is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Curtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive towards third. Christman catches it and throws to first to double up Hockett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 1 in the game. Zaldak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Moore moves to third. Zaldak moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of lobs. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Tresh scores. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Curtwright is walked intentionally. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock misplays the ball. That's an error on Schock. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Frank Mancuso pinch hits for Sam Zoldak. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Hayworth scores. Mancuso goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-3 to White Sox. Len Schult pinch hits for Milt Burns. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.